RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Richmond, happy Friday. It's a football Friday. Welcome aboard MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Need our friend Gary Hess. He's out because he'll be taking a little nap. He's got high school football tonight. Verina hosting Maury, headlining a monster slate of action tonight with big implications. So here's what happened. You think I'm going to talk about the lightning delay? I'm going to talk about the lightning delay. Here's what happened last night. Armstrong and TJ Thomas Jefferson were playing high school football. They don't have lights on the field out there, TJ. They had a lightning delay. They paused the game. Third quarter, Armstrong winning 21-7 against TJ. And at the time, they put the game's going to be resumed on Monday. Then late in the night, Thomas Jefferson wrote on Facebook, the game has been forfeited. Armstrong is forfeiting. TJ wins. Move on, because it's not an official game. They didn't make it to the fourth quarter. But TJ was losing by 2 scores. We'll unravel that. We'll unravel the mysteries of the high school football world. And of course, 11:40 tonight is the place to be. Gary Hess and Coach Chris kicking off a big weekend of action. 96.1 has the Kansas City Chiefs against the Los Angeles Chargers. You know I'm big on the Chargers this season. You also know one of our pillar core policies here is don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Those two things will come into conflict tonight. How do I feel? I don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. When you give him the ball and the chance to win, he wins. That's a thing that he does. And then you know, I think Herbert's got to prove it. I think Herbert can prove it, but I think he's got to prove it before he gets there. Welcome aboard Friday Fun Show. Had a great chat with Kevin Sheehan yesterday about the Commanders. We'll play that for you in a few minutes. He told me last year before the season that the Commanders were going to win 10 games, and I scoffed at him, and he is not a rah-rah pom-pom cheerleader. He's said some harsh things over the years about this team and this organization and how they're run, and so his opinion matters a great deal to me. He is very, very excited about this coming season, about Jaden Daniels, about the potential for a leap forward in year two. We'll share that excitement with him coming up in a few minutes. Of course, we're your home of the Commanders. Excited to be up there on Sunday, 1 o'clock, 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame on our sister station, 96.1 FM, because we'll be wrapping up the Flying Squirrels season. At the moment, as we speak to you right now, there are 9 games remaining in the Richmond Flying Squirrels season. Is it possible they make the playoffs? It is. Are they going to make the playoffs? I tell you for the second consecutive Friday, no, they are not. Unfortunately, big series in Altoona. We wound you up for it on Tuesday. Big series in Altoona. 3 losses in a row to start that series. 8-2 last night at People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. A little trouble with the curve. Squirrels back to 30-29 in the second half of the season. They're now 5.5 games out of the playoff spot. 9 games remaining in the season. You can run those numbers. They are not eliminated from playoff contention, but it's not looking great. They're not out of it. We're saying there's a chance, but it's not a great chance. It's going to be a must win tonight, tomorrow, and then the Sunday matinee in Altoona before they come home. Now, even if they don't make the playoffs, which would be sad because they made it the last couple of years, but even if they don't make the playoffs, we got a big week in store for you next week. Diamonds Aren't Forever, the farewell series. The final game at the Diamond next Sunday is sold out. Tickets going fast for Friday and Saturday, and then they'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as well. You can slide down to the Diamond. Should be beautiful weather. Pay your last respects to the old concrete lady before she gets demolished. I read the article in the Times-Dispatch. We're getting ahead of this one. Last game at the Diamond is not going to be a looting free-for-all after it's over. They're going to keep law and order. They're going to shoo everybody out of there because VCU baseball plays at the Diamond, and CarMax Park across the street is not going to be ready for the college baseball season next year, which starts in February. They're still going to be doing work on the stadium then. So VCU baseball will actually still need to play at the Diamond next year. So Noah, is not bring your own wrench on Sunday. It is not bring your own hammer. Take what you want. You got to leave the place as you found it, dumpy, and get it ready for VCU basketball. An emotional week on tap. We started that yesterday. Our guy Parney getting emotional, talking with us about that. And I understand why. He spent 15 years there building that into a special summer place for Richmond. But I'm just excited to get across the street, start some new memories at the new stadium. 6 games remaining at the Diamond. When we talk to you on Monday, we'll be getting ready for the final homestand. We'll be talking a lot of Commanders football next week. We're live in Lambeau next Thursday. Well, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but next Thursday, all day pregame, getting you ready for the Commanders and the Packers. Both teams with big games this week. You get to see them both. Commanders at 1, Packers are the national game at 4:25. I am excited to see both of these teams in action. I think they both win. I think they set up a 1-1 early playoff preview, which, watching the Eagles last night, I just want to revisit the thing I say a lot around here. The only team that can beat the Eagles is the Eagles. And they gave them a great game last night. Spitting right out of the gate. You get a defensive player tossed because of things he doesn't even do in the game. Personal foul penalties up and down the board. And man, The Cowboys could not capitalize. I'll do another thing I say on the show a lot. And this is an I told you so from last year. Jerry Jones should not have paid CeeDee Lamb and should not have paid Dak Prescott. I thought Dak was really good last night, actually. But CeeDee Lamb, you pay a receiver to make those catches in those moments. And he didn't. You can find guys who come close to making catches. There's actually a lot of those guys out there. We'll ship you one from Ashburn anytime you want. To find a guy who makes the catch in that situation, that's a little different. Now we're talking about a different beast. That's what you pay CeeDee Lamb for. Did not deliver after the lightning delay. I don't think the lightning delay affected anything. I was mostly mad the lightning delay took as long as it did. You had the lightning. I get safety. Nobody here is anti-safety. You're Smokey Bear here. Only you can prevent getting hit by lightning in a football stadium. I'm not mad about pausing the game during the lightning. I think that's a prudent safety decision. What I'm unhappy about is the lightning passed, and they went to the locker rooms, and they said, all right, come out in 10 minutes, and then you can have 15 minutes of warm-up time. And I just thought, what do they need 10 minutes for? Let's go now. We saw the radar the whole time. We knew when it would move. We could trim some time off of this. And 15 minutes, they don't get 15 minutes after halftime. Halftime ends, they don't come back out. We're all going to stretch for 15 minutes before we start playing football for you again. I get that it was a little longer of a break, but I still thought that was an unnecessary delay to an otherwise enjoyable opening night of the season. Eagles, your first winners, Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil tonight. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. Haven't even mentioned the Hokies. 11 o'clock, I'm going to tell you about the Hokies and Vandy. 10:45, make our NFL picks. Got a special guest rolling through at 10:30, Steve Pugh. He is from Richmond, makes computer simulations of sports events for bettors. He'll tell you about that. Lane Casadante's weekly appearance. He'll break down the high school football scene. Forrest Awad drops by to talk some Commanders on the Friday Fun Show. Kevin Sheehan on the other side. We're off and running. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910 The Fan FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Friday Fun Show. That was our conversation yesterday with Lane Casadante, CBS 6 Sports. Love running that back for his high school insight. And I can tell you, we've got our answer, not from Gary Hess, but we've got our answer from a source who knows about high school football. Now, take this with a grain of salt, because Armstrong got in a little bit of a kerfuffle last year on social media, or maybe that was 2 years ago. It's city football. Throw the record books out when these teams play. TJ, Armstrong, Huguenot, all fierce rivals, all good football schools. All representing the city and on a path to make the playoffs. I was going to say on pace to make the playoffs. Huguenot is not. They're 0-1. They're off this week. They'll bounce back. They have a lot of talent down there in Forest Hill. If that's Forest. I think that's Forest Hill Ave, right? It swoops around. I should know this as lead cheerleader for the South Side. I should know this. I think they're on Forest Hill Ave. We'll stick with that. One piece of information at a time. Here's what happened yesterday. Thomas Jefferson and Armstrong, big football game, big early season football game, Thursday afternoon football game, not under the lights because they don't have lights at TJ. This game could determine playoff seeding when we get to the playoffs and thus home field advantage. TJ is beating Armstrong 21-7. Armstrong is beating TJ 21-7 as we get to the third quarter of the game. In the third quarter, we get lightning. Mike Tirico's not there. Maria Taylor's not there. So we can't just hit pause and go to the studio show. They wait. They get back out. There's a second lightning delay. It's too dark. They've got to bag the game. So the initial report was they had postponed this game until Monday, and they're going to pick it up and finish it. Now, both teams have games next Friday night. Then, late last night, about the time of the lightning delay in Philly, there's a statement from TJ, not Armstrong, just TJ, saying Armstrong has agreed to forfeit the game and TJ will be the winner, even though they were losing 21-7 in the third, because VHSL rules say you got to play into the fourth quarter to have an official game. These guys didn't. All right, here's the answer I've got. I'm guessing this will unwind this further on future programs. Maybe I'll do a breaking news and AWOD show if I need to. Here's what I've got. That when they get to the playoffs, neither team is able to host a playoff game because neither team has the proper facilities. And so any playoff game would be over at Virginia Union or another spot anyway. So the home field advantage element doesn't matter as much as I was assuming it mattered, because these guys, when they play in the playoffs, play over at Virginia Union, so it would be the same environment for both of them. I don't know. I'm passing along what the card says here. Passing along what the text says. I'm guessing we'll have more to hear on that as the days and weeks go on. NFL football weekend. We made the picks for you a little earlier. If you missed it, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. We'll tack them on to the end of the podcast here. If you're a podcast listener, for you, I like the Commanders. Look, I think this will be a close game because I think the Giants have a lot to play for. And I think the Cowboys did last night as well. And that's what you saw. You saw a pretty inspired Dak Prescott who had looked like his old self, looked healthy, looked spry. That's the quarterback Dallas invested in. That's not the receiver Dallas invested in. It's CeeDee Lamb. And that's the issue here. CeeDee Lamb not making that catch. Not the second one, the diving one, but the first one is that you got to make it catch in the NFL. Terry McLaurin makes that catch. Terry McLaurin, you know, A.J. Brown makes that catch. Does Malik Nabers make that catch? I was going to say he didn't make that catch last year in Washington, the 21-18 game. That's what differentiates guys who are worth a lot of money from guys who are middle of the roster guys. I like CeeDee Lamb a lot. I told Jerry not to pay him a couple years ago. Jerry told himself not to pay him. Then Jerry caved at the end because he sensed a special season was coming. Well, special season didn't come. And now you're stuck with the bill. You make the move to unload Micah Parsons. I think that move makes a lot more sense if you had also unloaded CeeDee Lamb and maybe Dak Prescott as well and entered the rebuilding cycle. It's the toughest thing for an NFL team to do, to acknowledge when they need to go into that cycle of getting younger and rebuilding. You want to hang on to it for as long as you can, especially given how old Jerry is, especially given he may not make it to the end of another rebuilding cycle in Dallas. But they haven't bottomed out. They take the loss. They've got the Giants at home next week. That'll obviously be a big early season game for both teams, pending Sunday's result in Landover. Excited to be up there for that one with you. Yesterday we did our Commanders season predictions. Put that on the pod as well. Get you up to speed on all things Washington Commanders ahead of opening day on Sunday. And I'm predicting this is going to be a better football team that wins fewer games, but I think they handle their business against the Giants. A fascinating weekend before that, though. Excited for tonight. Chiefs-Chargers. Y'all know I'm in on the Chargers, but I don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. They'll take that show to Brazil. And then Saturday night, right here on The Fan, the only thing that bumps squirrels baseball, it's Virginia Tech football, and they're getting the bump Saturday night because we got to take you down to Lane Stadium. We'll enter Sandman. We'll be under the lights. We'll be jumping around. It's a big game for the Hokies. They called the players-only meeting this week. They're fired up. Diego Pavia ready to go for Vanderbilt, one of the most intriguing players in all of college football. And we saw good things from this Virginia Tech defense last week against South Carolina, against Lenore Sellers, who's a very good quarterback. Can they duplicate that? Can they contain Diego Pavia? Can they play a full four quarters of football? It was elusive last year at Vandy. They'll get a chance under the lights in Blacksburg. I think this is just as big as football games come for the Virginia Tech Hokies to set the tone for the season, for a step forward, for another season under Brent Pry. And then we're going to have some fun in Raleigh as well. Non-conference game between UVA and NC State. Oh, and tonight, sprinkle in a little JMU Louisville. Louisville's going to win that. They're a really good team. But I'm excited to see how JMU looks, how their quarterback rotation looks. Alonzo Barnett coming back from an ACL after just 9 months to rejoin the team. And he's still, it's college football. You always got somebody breathing down your neck. Unless you're Kyron Drones, then you don't. We had somebody, I think it was George, weigh in this week, say you got to go to Pop Watson down there in Blacksburg. I don't love that they're making Pop Watson compete for the number two job and haven't even committed that to him. I agree you got to try something. I agree Kyron Drones isn't the answer. I don't love that Pop Watson's fighting to keep that final spot there, the backup spot behind Kyron. It doesn't bode great for either of them. But if they lose Saturday, we're in you got to try stuff territory. If it's not bolted down, pick it up, throw it around, move it. You got to rearrange. They gave Kyron Drones the job. They gave him the confidence. I think that was a measured, dedicated approach. If we fill this guy with confidence, if we make this guy believe he's the man and he takes over as leader and he's the unquestioned leader, good things will happen. I don't know that they got exactly what they were hoping for, and Kyron will be the first to tell you he's not a natural leader like that. Rah, rah, shout the speech out, leader of men. But he's going to need to step his game up at home against Vandy and put together a complete performance. He's got help in the rushing game. The rushing game looked better than I thought it would. Marcellus Hawkins looked very good last week against South Carolina. They'll need that. Run some clock, get a lead, protect the ball. Big game for the Hokies. Then we'll be in Ashburn. We'll be in Landover. Nobody's driving to Ashburn. We'll be in Landover. Our Monday show will take you inside the Commanders' locker room as we do after wins, losses, and draws. We've had a couple along the way. Hopefully not this one. Tie would be a loss, to borrow soccer terminology there. In soccer, you got good ties and bad ties. This would be a bad tie. But I think they win. I'm optimistic for the season. I'm excited for Jaden Daniels. I'm excited to share this season with y'all. And then we got a quick turnaround. We're getting on that plane to Green Bay Wednesday morning. Excited for that. Excited for another season of Commanders football with you. Squirrels baseball is going to bump us off on Sunday, so it'll air on 96.1. Make sure to check in. You got the 3 hours of pregame. You got the 3 hours of postgame. Tune in early. Jalen Carter got tossed last night, basically before America settled in. Popcorn wasn't even done popping. Jalen Carter was out of the game. Is that why he slid to pick 9 in the draft? That's why he slid to pick 9 in the draft. Didn't get to some things today. Caitlin Clark is out for the season. She is unable to recover from her injury. She will not be back. That's a blow for the WNBA, as she is a mega ratings and interest driver there. I think college basketball is still producing stars at a high clip. Juju Watkins tore the ACL. That's obviously on the radar as well. And they got to crank out some more superstars in a hurry to give her some super friends there at that top level. Haven't heard much from Paige Beckers, but we may as the season goes on. Commanders football.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's what you do. It's Commanders football. It's Sunday. It's 1 o'clock. Time for us to wrap this thing up. 3 hours of AWOD radio, live and local from River City. Roll, thanks for joining us. We'll be back Monday taking you inside the Commanders locker room. Games on 96.1 on Sunday. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.
Which is a thing we do where we pick the games and we remind you. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm usually wrong, not right. But we're picking them with the spread, and maybe, just maybe, we'll have a Parney-like hot streak this season. We'll catch fire, and we'll pick some winners. Either way, let's fire this thing up, Megan. Well, let's start in the NFL. We'll get back to college after we're done. They're in Brazil, Chiefs-Chargers. I love the Los Angeles Chargers this season. Coached by a Harbaugh, you got a Herbert at quarterback. I think they've done some nice things defensively. I am in on the Los Angeles Chargers this year as a potential Super Bowl contender. What happens in Brazil? Nobody knows. Those games are random. Think about what happened last year, Packers-Eagles down there. There's a 50-50 game. Anybody can win these. If you're giving me points, I want points in a random game. Give me the Chargers +3 in Brazil. 1 o'clock window. All due respect to the Commanders. We'll get back to them. I'll pick them to win. The game America will be watching. Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers head to New York, scene of the crime, as they face the New York Jets. 2.5-point favorites against the Jets. It's trending towards 3. People are jumping on Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. It's that time of year where I fall in love with things. I'm not quite as in on them as AWOD is, but I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Aaron Rodgers takes care of business against the Jets in that defense. He practiced against them for 2 years. He knows the building. He knows the schemes. I think he uses that to his advantage. We can question some of the things he says, but he's unquestionably a smart NFL quarterback. I don't know if this is a Super Bowl-style year for the Steelers, but I like him to beat the New York Jets, and I think it's going to be a long season in Gotham. The Colts are 1-point favorites against the Dolphins. I don't understand this at all. I'll grab my first underdog of the week in the Miami Dolphins here. I don't understand. You get the Daniel Jones factor. I just think that is a team in disarray there. This year's Carolina Panthers, don't trust the Colts at all. The Dolphins will have the injury strike inevitably. Mike McDaniel doing his best there, but you can only do so much with an injury-riddled roster. I still think they go to Indy, get the week one win, kick off a long season in Indianapolis. Giants-Commanders, 1 o'clock game. The Commanders are 6-point favorites, a little less than a touchdown over the New York Giants. This one opened at 7.5. You're seeing some respect for the Giants, for Russ, for that defensive line. 4 great pass rushers on that defensive line. They'll rotate them in and out. I trust Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury against an innovative blitz scheme. Doesn't mean I trust him for 60 minutes. We saw that last year. They'll get punched in the mouth. They'll get back up. They'll take care of business. I like the Washington Commanders laying the 6. They are not my survivor pick. We'll get to that before we're done. The Commanders, a very trendy survivor pick. I am hesitant to make a survivor play in a divisional game against a quarterback, Russell Wilson, who has had success against these guys in the past, who needs to prove his job with Jackson Dart breathing down his neck early in the year. I'd be scared to take the Commanders as the survivor team. I'm also saving them for Week 3 against the Raiders. They're going to beat the Raiders in Week 3. I think the Commanders are a good survivor pick then, not now. Bengals-Browns, the Bengals need a Week 1 win. They desperately are working towards a Week 1 win. Why can they not win in Week 1? They're doing everything differently. They're going hard in the preseason. They're working out more than they were working out in the past. They have to win. They're in Cleveland. They're playing the Browns. I would laugh so hard if the Bengals cannot beat the Cleveland Browns and once again lose the season opener. Don't think it'll happen, though. Take the Bengals. Lay the points. Titans-Broncos, this is my survivor pick of the week. I think the Broncos have their sights set on something special. I think the Titans with Cam Ward will be fun to watch this year. I think they'll be feisty. I don't think they can hang in Denver on opening day against a Sean Payton coach team that you know is going to be ready. We saw good things from Bo Nix late last season. Broncos, my survivor pick, and my pick lay in the 8.5. Love a 49ers-Seahawks in Week 1, by the way. Throw out the records when those teams meet. You don't have to, though. They're both 0-0. Should be a fun start to the season for two teams with a lot of ambition and some big question marks as well. Brock Purdy, $60 million man. Can you win the Super Bowl like that? I say no. I'm grabbing the Seahawks. I don't trust them to do big things this season, but I trust them to beat the Niners at home, and I love that I'm getting points in one of the NFL's most hostile environments. Lions-Packers, your game of the week. Packers, 2.5-point favorites right now over the Lions. We'll see them live at Lambeau next week against the Commanders. I think they win. I think they set up a big Week 2 early playoff preview matchup. That place is going to be juiced up. Should be a really fun one to watch. I like the Packers in this one. We'll wait all day for Sunday night. The Ravens will take on the Bills. Vegas knows more than me, but sometimes I think I know more than Vegas. Vegas says the Ravens are favored in Buffalo on opening night against Josh Allen. I think the Ravens are really good. I think the Ravens could win a Super Bowl. I think the Ravens probably will win the AFC North. I don't think the Ravens are beating the Bills in Josh Allen's house on opening night. Give me the Bills. Give me a point. Sneak in some college football on our way out here. UNC Charlotte, we're all excited for this one. Bill Belichick bouncing back after a rough debut. 13.5-point favorite on the road in Charlotte. New coach in Charlotte. This sets up very well for a bounce back week for the fighting Bill Belichicks. I like Charlotte with the 13.5. I just think everybody's got UNC circled this year, and I think Belichick's going to take some time to get used to what that looks like to be everybody's Super Bowl, to have things thrown at you. I think Charlotte will do that. I don't think they win, but I love getting 13.5. My college pick of the week, Michigan, getting 5.5 at Oklahoma. Bryce Underwood looked so good. They paid him $15 million for a reason, folks. I think you're going to see why. Down in Oklahoma, down in Norman, hostile environment. This is not an Arch Manning situation. I think he rises to the occasion. We're saying Bryce Underwood's name, maybe even in Heisman talk within the next couple weeks. Fun year loading in the Big Ten. Game of the week for us, Virginia Tech, Vanderbilt. This is a game they should have won last year. This is a game they have to win this year. You have to show you've turned the corner. You have to show you're better than the mistakes you made last year that cost you the game. If you're Brent Pry, you understand the importance of this one. Setting the tone, home crowd, Lane Stadium, at night, enter the Sandman. It's going to be jumping. The Hokies have to win. I'm scared about this game. I don't have a strong lean either way. I'm taking Tech, maybe out of desperation that this season doesn't come off the rails in Week 2, because I think there is high potential of that if they don't win this football game. UVA, UNC, the other one. Give me UVA. I liked what I saw from Chandler Morris, but keep an eye on his health. If he doesn't play or he plays a limited amount, I think that severely limits what the Wahoos could do this year. Ah, that feels good. Feels good to be back making football picks. Feels good to be talking to y'all. Feels good to be on the home of the Commanders. More after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. I stay cool because I hang out with these guys here. So I'm only vaguely aware of this. We've all moved on. Like, I'm still on the Jerry Jones Show. Yeah. Y'all are like 9 documentaries past me.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the one I have to watch? You're probably on this K-pop Demon Hunter situation, I would assume.
Yes.
That feels like your thing. Yeah.
It was not my favorite movie ever, but it was good. I did like it. Right now, I am watching the Area 51 documentary, and I do want to watch that Biggest Loser documentary we just mentioned.
So what were they doing to the people on the Biggest Loser?
So I haven't watched it yet. Okay. That's my thing. So
we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
remember the Ben Stiller movie, Heavyweights? It was at Fat Kids Camp? It's a Disney movie a long time ago.
I didn't watch that one.
All right, we'll put that on you. Don't watch the Biggest Loser documentary. Watch Heavyweights with Ben Stiller. It's fantastic. It's everything you need out of a PG-rated Disney movie.
I love documentaries.
This one's not a documentary.
It's not a documentary. It'll still be good, though.
Not a documentary. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for the Washington Commanders this football season, and football season is, in fact, upon us this week. It's Commanders-Giants week one. We'll revive a longstanding preseason tradition. We'll make some Commanders predictions for the season. I don't see any reason to belabor the point because I've been hinting at it for a long time. So I'm going to start with the big prediction, tell you how I think they'll do this year, and then we'll work backwards to the small predictions, which I don't think I'm going to be out on a lot of limbs here, which may disappoint the longtime listeners, because sometimes I go out and really hang out on the limb. I'll say this. Nikki Javala, who covers the team for The Athletic, predicted that the team would go 8-9 and is taking a lot of heat for it on social media, which I understand, because people are excited about this season and they don't want to hear about regression. To be clear, I'm not going to pick the team to go 8-9. Now, assuming Jaden Daniels is healthy and plays 15 plus games this season, which I think, right, like quarterbacks miss games sometimes, so I feel like it's unfair to peg him for all 17. But if he plays 15 plus games, I just think he single-handedly wins football games. It's special. And I think it just makes the floor so much higher. So Look, if Jaden gets hurt, the whole season's different. I get that. Everybody understands that. You throw the preseason predictions out the window at that point. But assuming Jaden plays, I really don't see this team, nor do I see any Jaden Daniels-led team at any point finishing with a losing record. I understand it's a tougher schedule. I understand all the mitigating factors here that people will point to, including a lot of close wins last year, and those return games are largely on the road, Falcons and Bears, key among those. I just think when you need a win, Jaden Daniels delivers it. And don't sleep on how important that is or how special that is. When the Chiefs go into their rebuilding mode, probably after this season, assuming a Travis Kelce retirement, assuming this, Chris Jones contract begins to catch up with them, they have to start making even tougher decisions, you'll never pick a Patrick Mahomes team to bottom out. They don't, because he wins football games. It's what he does. And I think Jaden has that quality as well, which is interesting because fantasy football, Patrick Mahomes is not a top 4 fantasy quarterback, probably not a top 7 fantasy quarterback. And yet, 2-minute drive, who do you want with the ball? The answer is Patrick Mahomes. And I think that we're seeing Jaden enter that territory right now. I think we're seeing the emergence of a special talent who can do that, take the team on his back and win football games. I think the floor is a lot higher. I'm not here to disparage Nikki, because I think 8's a perfectly reasonable prediction given this schedule. If you want to pick 9 games they could lose, we can go through the schedule. I think we can pick 9 games they could lose. I just don't think they will because of number 5. And I think that's an adjustment fans are going to have to make. And by the way, this isn't even a think back to the 91 team, one of the greatest teams of all time, and how they didn't do it like this. This team has arguably never had a quarterback as special as Jaden Daniels, which doesn't mean they'll win Super Bowls every year. There's a lot of other things that have to go right. But you look at those Joe Gibbs teams, and this is no shade on Doug Williams, this is no shade on Joe Theismann, they were not transcendent quarterbacks carrying those teams to victory the way Jaden Daniels is carrying this team to victories. Will he continue in year two? That's the question. That's why we watch the games. That's what we're going to try to find out over the next 18 weeks, and I'm excited to go on that journey with you. I'm going to pick these guys to go 10-7. I think they're a better team than last year, and I think they'll have a worse record than last year, and I think a lot of that is schedule-driven. They're at Green Bay on a Thursday night quick turnaround. That's a brutal game. They're at Los Angeles playing the Chargers. I think the Chargers are very good. At the Chiefs, there's a lot of those games where you say, I think you start from a loss and hope to reclaim a win out of them. The Miami game in Spain is a game that I pick them to win in Washington, and I pick them to win in Miami. And we see in those international games, time and time again, they become coin flip games. The Denver game, that's a team that could be playing momentum that time of year. You're in Minnesota. That's a very well-coached team, and a guy who, like everybody else in the NFL, coached in the Redskins in the mid-2010s and is going to have a chip on his shoulder and want to prove something. You got two against Philly, and as much as I hate to say it, Philly's a dang good football team. They're the favorites for a reason as we enter this season. And then Christmas against Dallas. Bring me Dallas on a normal rest, normal Sunday. I pick them to win. That's a random game, too, coming off what's going to be a physical body bag game against the Eagles. There's a lot of those 50-50 games in this schedule. So I've got them at 10-7. That's a playoff appearance. I don't think it's a home playoff appearance. I think they're still a year away from that. But I think if they're in the dance, anything could happen as long as you have number five. Specific predictions for this season. All right, let's start with the bad, because we'll get to the good. I don't think Luke McCaffrey pops, and I don't think Ben Sinnott pops. And I think we have to have a serious discussion after this season about Adam Peters, the general manager, and his draft track record. Because we're entering year two now, and we're waiting for some of these guys to pop, and it's really largely not happening. And I think that that's an underrated storyline that is lurking now. We have this blind trust in Adam Peters. I trust Adam Peters. I love Adam Peters. I do worry about the draft track record beginning to catch up to him if some of these guys from this year's draft don't pop. And I'm waiting to see what Trey Amos will do. I think he's probably as important as anybody else here in terms of that secondary where there's just zero margin for error. Lattimore's got to be good. Amos has to be good. And Sanders still has to be good. Once you start mixing and matching, the fact that they were shopping Noah Igbinoghen, even for a little while, tells you they don't love or trust him in that situation. Prediction number two, let's go to the positives. Von Miller leads this team in sacks and is a player we are talking about as a Pro Bowler at the end of this year. I'm very excited for Von Miller. When we were out at training camp, there's things you can tell and there's things you can't tell at training camp. One of the things you can't tell is how they're going to do when the lights are on, how they're going to do at full speed. But one of the things you can definitely tell is who's in and who's out, especially among the older guys. Because you see it all the time. The training camp starts and you got to psych yourself up. Like, am I going to put my body through this again for another year? And you can just tell Von Miller jumped off his couch the day before training camp. I was like, yes, I'm going to training camp tomorrow. I'm a practice professional football. He's excited to be there. And I love that. And I think he's going to be an impact player this year. Also love Will Harris in the secondary. I think y'all are going to love Will Harris in the secondary as well. I think he's a great addition. Quan Martin's had a good preseason. Will it mean anything? Those things are tougher to read into. But I am seeing signs from this defense that they're improving. All right, here's the bad. I don't think any player on this team gets double-digit sacks. I don't think this pass rush is particularly ferocious as constructed right now. I think they can play the run better, and I'm hoping that's enough. I don't think this will be a defense that we look back on as being a disruptive defense. I'm not going to make a turnovers predictions or a takeaway predictions because those things are so random. I just say they got to be better than last year. That has to be a key to victory for them this season. As you look at the offensive line predictions this season, I think when Sam Cosmi returns, you look at Josh Connerly going to the bench and Wylie Allegretti sliding over. I think it's a lot to ask of a rookie in the NFL. I don't think it's a commentary on the draft pick itself. I think Josh Connerly was a great pick. I think you go with an experienced guy who's played in big games. I think it's a huge learning curve to the NFL. And I think Cliff Kingsbury will want the flexibility of not having to have John Bates in, of not having to have Jeremy McNichols in. And that happens when you have experienced offensive linemen you can trust. So I think when Sam Cosmi comes back, we see Connerly slide out for a little while, and you build some more dynamic offenses around more playmakers. You give Bates a midseason rest. You give McNichols a midseason rest. You can do more with Bill Kroski-Merritt, and that allows you to open up the offense. All right, final Commanders prediction of the season. We'll throw this out there right now. I think this is Cliff Kingsbury's last season in Washington. I think he will have success because I think he's really good at what he does, and I think Jaden Daniels is really good at what he does. I think that's all you need to create a winning combination. I think this is Cliff Kingsbury's last season with the Washington Commanders. I think that makes it a really important season because we've seen what happens when offensive coordinators turn over. We've seen that in Philly with Jalen Hurts. You know, some coordinators good, some coordinators bad. It's been a roller coaster ride there. We've seen that in Detroit, and we're going to see that in Detroit this year, the impact of Ben Johnson leaving on the Lions. That's why I don't understand why they're favored to win the Super Bowl more than the Packers are. That coordinator is an important part of a team, especially when you have a defensive-minded coach like Dan Quinn is. I think DQ will be able to get a bright young superstar to be the offensive coordinator, but I think it will have a disruptive impact on Jaden Daniels. I think he and Cliff have a special connection. I think that makes it extra important to enjoy the ride, enjoy the season, because I'm not saying things are going to fall off a cliff like they did in Atlanta. I don't think that's the case at all. But you expect a natural step back when you make a change in coaching. So those are my Commanders predictions for the season. We'd love to hear your Commanders predictions for the season. Check in with us on social media. 910, The Fan will be with you all weekend long. I'll be up in Landover on Sunday. We'll get this party started. We'll have the locker room show for you on Monday, Commanders Rewind on Tuesday, and then we'll be live from Lambeau next Wednesday. Life comes at you fast in the NFL. Excited to be with you. As we get the football season started, you'll catch it all season.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And long right here on your home of the Commanders in Richmond. Take a break. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Woo! And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's
Tempe on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Game week in college football, game week in pro football. You'll hear Commanders Giants on Sunday on 96.1 FM. It's the big opener. Can't go undefeated if you don't win the first one. Virginia Tech did not win the first one. They did, however, break the glass. It's time they called a players-only meeting earlier this week. Now, there's a little strategy on the players-only meeting for you. This is a freebie, Kyron Drones. Most teams call the players-only meeting before a game they know they will win. You air the grievances, you get everybody on the same page, then you go win the game. The players-only meeting should be called before the Old Dominion game because you're going to win that. If you don't win that, everybody's getting fired anyway. It doesn't matter. That's when you call the players-only meeting. The Nationals called the players-only meeting right before they played the Colorado Rockies, worst team in baseball. Then they lost to them. It didn't work out. Everybody got fired, right? You see how this works. That's the last bullet in the chamber is the players-only meeting. It's not the first. It's not a, like, oh, man, you know, like, my arm's hurting. Like, we got to amputate it. Like, that's the last option. We're going to try pills first. We're going to try working on it first. We're going to try stitching it up. We're going to try putting it in a cast. If none of those things work, we're going to amputate your arm. We'll get there eventually. Y'all ain't there yet. Just saying, you lost to a top 10 football team in front of a crowd that was largely their crowd, and the guy had family ties back to the school and was extra motivated to win. And they didn't look terrible doing it. I'll say it. They made all the mistakes they made for the last 3 years, and that's very concerning. You are allowed to be very concerned about the Hokie team you saw on Sunday against South Carolina, because those are the same mistakes we keep saying that can't happen again, and then they happened again. But you got Vandy. Vandy's a big game. You're at home. This is a team you lost to last year by making those mistakes you always make. This is a great opportunity to fix that. So let's check in with Brent Pry. He's the coach, Hokie football. He's in charge here, breaking down what he saw, what's going to happen on the short week here, because they played Sunday, got right back into it with a Monday practice. Here's Brent Pry.
Yeah, so we went back. You know, we've had a couple of models on a short week, but we went back to the Miami week last year after the Rutgers game and kind of how we approached that. You know, you lose that off day, which isn't just for your players. You can do some recovery, take some things off of practice Tuesday and Wednesday. But for your coaches, that's a full day of preparation. So everybody's kind of doubled down there. But it's a balance of giving enough reps where we can get a feel for their offense, their defense, their kicking game, get a little bit of compete against each other to make sure we don't lose that. But most of our attention will be, you know, with our look squads getting ready for their particular schemes.
Is there a certain challenge for this coaching staff and getting this team to put last week's game behind? It was one that you had prepared so long for in the season, have the result you don't want, and then get ready in 6 days.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that's the case. You know, you do spend more time on week one. And you know, we got into Vanderbilt a little bit in preseason camp. Just some uniqueness with their offense. But, you know, that's why I like that we practice the day after the game. We go out, we make corrections. We introduced Vanderbilt at the end of practice last night and spent 15 minutes, you know, working on those guys, kind of, you know, move on. Close one chapter, open the next, and, you know, get ready for these guys. The guys are excited to be at home, to play at Lane Stadium. They're excited to play Vanderbilt again. They're excited to, you know, to play a second SEC opponent. You know, Diego Pavia, obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the country, in my opinion. We saw it firsthand. You know, he took down number one Alabama last year, had a great year. He looks even better to me right now. You know, he's a dual threat guy again this week that can beat you with his legs, beat you with his arms. He's got a nice arsenal of receivers. They got good speed, particularly the Sherrill kid we know. The running back looked fantastic in week one. The tight end's one of the better ones in the country. They got all their linebackers back. They got both corners back. I think 96, one of their best D linemen. And then five didn't play in the opener. He's a 6'7" guy, imposing presence. You know, we got our hands full. It's a very talented football team.
Okay, Vanderbilt, 2025 Vanderbilt. Apparently the 2007 New England Patriots reincarnated here. Right? I don't know how you're going to hang with that. That sounds pretty good. He doesn't just beat you. He takes your legs off. And they're not just big. They're 6'7". It's a field of giants out there. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? It's a big game. Diego Pavia, by the way, has been in college football forever. Remember the thing where he peed on the practice facility at New Mexico? You'd shake in your head. That's a real thing that happened. When he was a quarterback at New Mexico State, he snuck into New Mexico's practice facility, the rival, and peed on the field, but was caught doing it by the security footage.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
That is not ever something you want to watch played back in a room with someone looking at you, judging your decisions.
It was ahead of the rivalry game. So that's the edge. That's what you're dealing with this week. It could be anything. He's
Phantom Pier.
Beware the pier in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's what we're dealing with here this weekend. He was great last year against the Hokies. Now, I think the Hokie defense was very, very good last week. I thought the Hokie defense was, above my expectations, certainly. New coordinator in Steve Kiss. I thought he called a very good game. I thought after that first drive where South Carolina marched right down the field, they didn't do that again the rest of the day. And I think credit to the defense finding ways to pressure them. By the way, it's all about different looks. It's funny to me, something I noticed during the Bill Belichick game. Set the balloon arch aside for a second. That was my favorite part of the Bill Belichick game, obviously. But in the Bill Belichick game, everybody was so high on Matt Patricia on Saturday, Ohio State defensive coordinator. He confused Arch Manning. He was throwing stuff at Arch Manning he'd never seen before. So the base look on that Ohio State defense, it's called the penny. It's the penny because there's one linebacker. Normally you got at least two, sometimes three linebackers. They had five guys on the line of scrimmage getting after the quarterback in various combinations, which is really hard to deal with. But not unprecedented in the annals of college football. He didn't do anything that had never been done before. He just did it really well, and they got some great athletes. But, he's running that NFL-style defense. Whew, he's got Arch Manning guessing. And then it was like, well, wait, he trained under Bill Belichick. What's Bill Belichick going to do? But it was fascinating to watch Bill Belichick's defense, which was called by Steve Belichick, on Monday night was the penny look. One linebacker, five up front doing the things. I don't recall anybody talking after the game about how innovative or great that is. It turns out the players you have very much still matter in terms of executing the scheme. Also, TCU's quarterback played better than Arch Manning. I said it. We're done defending Arch Manning. You'd say whatever you want about Sark. You'd say whatever you want about Matt Patricia. Arch was bad, and we need to say that so we can move on. He's not going to be bad forever. He might be really good this week. He might turn it around and win the Heisman. These are all things that are in play for Arch Manning. It's a disservice to the national dialogue to blame other people for a bad outing by a quarterback. That's all I got on Arch. Diego Pavia is a very good quarterback. Tech's going to need to bring their A game. They did against South Carolina, and Sellers, who's one of the top guys, I think he could be in the Heisman mix if South Carolina's at the top of the SEC at the end of the year. That feels very plausible to me. I think they'll be ready for Diego Pavia. I think this is about four full quarters of football. We've seen the lapses. We saw the lapses last year at Vandy. We've seen slow starts. We've seen slow finishes. We've seen slow going into halftimes from this team. They struggle to put together 3.5 hours of football. It's a lot of football. They've got to do it. They've got to beat Vandy. The players-only meeting has been called. There's only two outcomes from here. You win or you amputate. That's it. That's all. That's the option for Brent Pry. I don't think you're coming back if you lose this football game. I know there's a lot of football left. I know there's some big games left. We saw everybody look as good as we thought they would in week one. Later in the schedule, Florida State looked good. Miami looked good. Louisville is probably going to crush JMU on Friday. We'll see. That's going to be a fascinating one to watch. But if they do, that's how it goes. You play the games on the schedule. Their final three before that UVA game is not stacking up well for Virginia Tech. It's an all or nothing situation here, and they're trending towards nothing. Virginia Tech football, you'll hear it Saturday, right here on The Fan, Saturday night, under the lights, Lane Stadium. Big early season game. I will not allow people who declare the South Carolina game to be a retroactive big game. It was not. We thought they were going to lose. They did lose. You're allowed to be mad about all the stuff they do that's really aggravating. But you're not allowed to be, they should have won that game. I hold that against Brent Pry. They were not supposed to win that game, and they didn't win that game. They are supposed to win this game. Home crowd, great opportunity to build momentum into the season. Got to have it Saturday night in Lane. And then, of course, Sunday, Commanders opener against the Giants. You hear that on 96.1. We'll be all over it all week long. We'll get you to Ashburn. We'll get you ready for that one. But first, on the other side, this show rolls on. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan is your home for the Washington Commanders this football season. It starts Sunday. Got a 1 o'clock kickoff. It's the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants. Nobody better to break it down with than our guy, Awad. Welcome aboard for some Commanders crosstalk. First of the season. Let's do this thing.
This is Crosstalk with MP and Awad.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road.
Commanders Crosstalk renewed for another season. My guy Awad right here, MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM is going to be your home for the Commanders in Richmond all season long. The off-season wait is over. Adam, how excited are you for week one?
I can't wait to see number 17 out there, Terry McLaurin. And turns out that wasn't really a big story. He ends up back with the team. And I really do think that it worked out where he's going to have the time to be up to full speed, right? I mean, they got him back to practice about a week ago, right? And so he's gotten the time to catch passes from Jaden Daniels. But my big takeaway for week one is they're going to force feed Deebo Samuel the ball to see the new weapon they got.
Well, he's so dynamic. You know, he can take the ball in space. He can do the jet sweep. He can do the touch pass. Everything he does makes the defense account for one more thing. Every single move Deebo Samuel has, whether that's a short catch or a run, is one more thing. He's another running back out there, right? And we mentioned it all offseason long. Okay, they're releasing Brian Robinson Jr., but they add arguably a better running back in Deebo Samuel as well. As you look across this offensive roster, any concerns entering week one?
Yeah, I mean, it is the new spots in the offensive line with the depth chart being released yesterday. We saw Nick Allegretti move to right guard. That's going to be a fill-in spot until Sam Cosby gets back. I kind of thought it would be Andrew Wiley, so that's interesting right there. You've got Coleman going over to left guard after playing all of last season left tackle, and then Josh Connerly, your rookie, getting the start at right tackle. And I read an article today about how this wasn't an easy transition for him, but they worked all offseason to try to make it work, and it has.
And there's a big difference between playing the left side and the right side. That's why you don't see a ton of true swing tackles. Cornelius Lucas, the last one I can think of, who's a true swing tackle in Washington, able to play both sides. That's a skill. You remember there's all that, like, move Trent Williams to guard for a little while. Everybody's always got ways to rearrange the offensive line. Those guys specialize, and those guys work and drill on those spots. Tyler Biadasz back remains essential personnel on the line as well. Let's move to this defense, which underachieved last year, particularly against the run. New York Giants coming in. This is not a ferocious rushing attack, but they're going to test these guys. What do you expect to see against the run defensively?
I'm hoping that they're going to be able to slow them down. I still expect the Giants to, you know, run for 75, 80 yards in this game, maybe even get to 100.
I would take that, yeah.
Because they're going to attempt to run it a ton and then try to play action off of that. We'll see the new additions. Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise are the two guys that I would point to in terms of stopping the run. Those are the guys that stood out to me in that category. Stopping the run during training camp and in the preseason. And then when we get to third and long, what do we see from Von Miller? What do we see from Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, or Jacob Miller? We don't know who's going to be this team's leader at the top of Sack Mountain this year for the Commanders. I would predict that Von Miller is going to get quite a few sacks if he gets the opportunity. We just really don't know what his snap count's going to be.
And Bobby Wagner's snap count, too. How much Bobby Wagner do you want, especially early in the season?
I want a lot of it. I do. I expect Frankie Louvu to lead this team in tackles this year, take a big step forward. But in terms of being on the field, I think Bobby Wagner is almost a 99% kind of guy.
He's a coach out there. I thought he faded at times last year. Would love to see him maybe in that 60 to 70% range where he's taking a series off, letting some of these young guys come in. But it depends how close these games are. And they played some blowouts last year, but the game against the Giants at FedEx was not one of them last year. Now welcome him to Northwest Stadium this weekend. Russell Wilson debut. They've got some strong receivers. What scares you on this Giants offense?
I mean, it's going to be both teams' ability to get after the quarterback, right? So we started with our offensive line against Thibodeau, against Carter, against Burns, right? Well, how about their offensive line against our guys that are going to rush the quarterback? I think this game could come down to, and we saw this a lot last year, who gets more sacks? Who gets the game-changing sack that takes a second and two into a third and 10, then all of a sudden you're off the field? It's going to be the little things, because I think this is going to be a battle. Last year, Washington week two went down the field and won it with a field goal, 7 field goals to beat the Giants. Yep. And then later in the season, it was a close ball game, a back-and-forth game that the Giants could have stole. And you think back to Malik Nabers, he's not dropping it on fourth down again this year. So I think it's going to be a battle. I like our quarterback if it comes down to the final drive, because Jaden has been so clutch. And I do think he is going to run a lot. I think it's going to be 10-plus carries from Jaden Daniels, and if it's close in the fourth quarter, he might get to like 17.
That's a weapon right there. You bring in Jaden Daniels, you say, we need this fourth down, we need this third down. He always delivers for you, and we're expecting the same this year. You and I chat a couple weeks ago, we're both very confident this game's a win, that this game will be a win for the Commanders. Any nerves now as we approach game week?
Oh, I'm very nervous. Like I said, I think this could be a 3-point victory. It could be a field goal at the buzzer where we were down by one and then we win by two. I'm going to be biting my fingernails. Football season's back. And that's what happens when you support the Commanders. So I think it's going to be close based off of the history of these two teams. Heck, they beat us with Tommy DeVito. They beat us with Tyrod Taylor. Now they get Richmond's Russell Wilson, who beat us last year. I hope our defense wants revenge for that. Too bad Benjamin St. Juice isn't here to give up a deep touchdown. Well, thank goodness he's not here. But yeah, it's going to be a battle. And I think it will come down to, we have got to get Russell Wilson off of his spot. Cannot let him sit back there and pick you off and get an opportunity to go downfield, because that's his best threat, is that deep ball downfield.
Hey, he's got the receivers to do it too this year. I circle the secondary as being one of the most important aspects of this game. Getting Marshon Lattimore off to a good start, making sure somebody can get in his head right away. That was one of my keys in the preseason game. He executed well. It was a good start to that preseason game. I loved what Cliff Kingsbury did in that preseason game. I hope he draws up some winners, gets them a big lead. But you're also looking at breaking in a rookie corner in the NFL in a really big spot.
Yeah, and that's why I really want to be able to play with a lead in this game. One thing Jaden might have struggled with last year, and we talked about this, the first 15 plays. Yeah. It's scripted. Cliff Kingsbury's great at that. Why didn't they have more success last year? Hopefully in year two, they can, really develop the offense to the point where, hey, the first 15 plays, they're scripted, and we're having success, right? They were so good end of half, end of game. How about beginning of game this season?
Yeah, and so much of that was he was seeing new blitzes and stuff he had never seen. You hope with the full offseason, he's a little more ready for everything the league's going to throw at him. AWOD joins me, Commanders Crosstalk, as we get ready for the opener. Commanders-Giants, year two, Jaden Daniels on tap. It's incredibly exciting to have, I think, the consensus fifth best quarterback in football right now. He's knocking on the door of that top four. Can he get there this year?
I hope so. And I will tell you, I think the excitement will play a part in this game, because this should be a home field advantage.
Yes.
For the first time
sold out
in maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
Not just sold out, but like everybody I know is telling me they're going to this game. And none of them are Giants fans. Right, so I'm expecting there to be a lot of burgundy and gold, for it to be loud and exciting, and the crowd could play a factor in this game here, especially if it's close late.
All right, give me a couple of keys to victory here for the Commanders.
Oh, you got to wait till Friday.
Woo!
For the keys to victory, but I'll tell you right now, we're going to need to make every field goal. We made 7 last year to beat the Giants. Matt Gay can't miss a field goal for us to win this game.
Yeah, any nerves coming off of that preseason? I thought they'd made a big upgrade there. They put a lot of money into the position, and then it sure didn't look that way in the preseason.
I haven't lost my confidence in him, but it's not like I gained any confidence.
That's very well put. AWOD Radio, noon to 3 every day on The Fan, the most Commanders talk in town. Excited to break this one down with you next week.
Absolutely. And Dan Quinn will speak to the media today at 12:30.
Dan Quinn today at 12:30. AWOD's got it all for you. And then we'll be live in Lambeau next week at this time, which I'm very excited about as well. Your first trip to Lambeau.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a treat. My fourth trip to Lambeau. It does not get old. Excited to share that with y'all. We're back with more after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Washington Commanders. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
And we're back on a Football Friday. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll mix it up a bit. Fun interview for you here coming. We've got Steve Pugh on the line versus sports simulators is his thing. Steve's been working on this for a very long time, and I'm excited to hear how it works and how it came about and how he made this his full-time job as we get ready for, of course, the busiest sports betting time of the year. Steve, welcome aboard. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Michael. It's a real pleasure. I appreciate it. Things are going great here.
Absolutely. So football season's coming. You've been at this for two decades now. Tell me about, two decades ago, this was a novelty using computers to simulate sports outcomes. How far we've come since then and how you've evolved with it.
Yeah, so I first got started way back in 2007, believe it or not, and I had a real interest in the BCS system, if you remember that, and the computer components of that BCS system, and it was always intriguing to me, like, how do we say that a team is ranked number one or number two when they haven't played each other? We actually don't know which team is better, and so I tried to sort of use my math background to come up with my own model for how to solve for that. And as I started digging into that, of course, I got to know a lot of the guys who contributed to the BCS system, like Kenneth Massey, for example. And so his help was really instrumental in helping me get my product up and running. I never intended to really monetize it, though, until I started getting a ton of website clicks and things like that and realized that I was providing a service that a lot of sports bettors apparently had a lot of interest in. And so kind of never looked back after that.
It's, you know, you mentioned football is the king, but it's also such a small sample size. It's not baseball. We don't play 162 of these. What have you learned along the way about, how we can be deceived almost by a few results or, an imbalanced schedule?
Yeah, so I think the problem that arises is when you run into this sort of circular type of situation, right? Like where I just pick some ACC teams randomly, but let's say Duke beats Virginia Tech beats Virginia, and then Virginia beats Duke. What do you do with that, right? How do you rank those teams when it's a complete circle? And I think that's where the computer algorithms sort of break down that barrier. They're able to solve for multiple layers deep that the human brain just isn't capable of digging that deep. And yeah, I totally get it. A lot of people want to say, play the games on the field. I hear that a lot, and I totally understand that. But when it comes to ranking teams and coming up with their team ratings, which is what we use to produce predictions with, you really do have to have an advanced mathematical model that just is able to iteratively look at that type of schedule and the record that the teams have in terms of wins and losses against the level of competition they've played.
So Steve Pugh's chatting with us versus sports simulators is his site and the computer model. What the people who use versus sports simulators, what are they using it for?
I'd say, of course, I have a lot of people who just use it for casual, hey, I wonder what the rankings are this week. I get a lot of organic traffic from that. But the folks who actually pay to be a premium user, most of them are using it to sort of handicap their own games. And they're looking each week. Well, when you're talking about football, it's pretty much each week. I think what they're looking for is when they look at their sports book and they see a 13.5 point line, and then they see that versus only has a 3 point line, that might be a good indication that there's something going on there to look a little deeper into and potentially place a bet on that game. When they do their homework, they may find that that line difference is there because of some important personnel change that happened that a computer algorithm that generated numbers 2 days ago wouldn't know about. But if they don't find something like that, it's a pretty good indication that the computer model may have picked up on something that their local sports book did not. And I think I have a lot of return customers who use versus sports simulator for that specific purpose, and have had a great deal of success with it.
I know you do college football. I know you're a Hokie. Any other sports that you tackle as well?
Yeah, so on the website, and I'm probably going to tell you these in my order of personal preference, because I've always grew up loving football and basketball. So, of course, we cover NFL and also NBA and college basketball. And then just last year, I decided to add women's basketball as well as all the lower divisions, which I think is a lot of fun. I love the Division II, Division III, and even in college football, I cover NAIA football. And in fact, over the past 5 years, I should throw this out there, over the past 5 years, Versus Sports Simulator was one of two computer models that was used in the NAIA College Football Selection Committee, where they picked their playoff field. Massey Ratings is the system that's being used this year, but we were able to do that for 5 years from the COVID year onward, which is really cool. But we also cover WNBA basketball, NHL, of course, Major League Baseball, three different soccer leagues, and one of my personal favorites too, which is a lot different than these typical team-based games, is UFC fighting. That one's been a ton of fun to model and to try to predict fights and get it right from week to week.
And I would imagine that the ability to do that has just advanced so much over time. Is it crazy to look back on what you were able to do 20 years ago in terms of computing power and what you've got today?
You know, it's really interesting. So, as you know, I mean, like, the talk of everything nowadays is AI, and it's not lost on me when I'm flipping through my phone. I see all these different AI apps. The market has gotten crowded now because AI is that, keyword that everybody wants to try to throw out there and try to get earn business. But I think, you know, what differentiates Versus Sports Simulator from some of those AI products is we were using, an algorithm that basically AI and machine learning is based on to this day. It's just we, developed it years ago, and it was called something different because, as you mentioned, there wasn't the compute power back in the day to be able to run some of these models. But I'm hoping that the longevity of success that we've had at Versus Sports Simulator can help us win that market share. I think there's a lot of startups that are developing these AI models and apps that use AI to help predict games. But honestly, sports, and I know you know this, Michael, but sports is, there's such a random chaos factor in there. It is impossible for anybody, I don't care how smart you are, it's impossible for anybody to develop a model that's going to beat the book on a regular basis that is so extraordinary that you could retire in a week.
That is so true. And Versus Sports Simulators, I'm sure you have a lot of fun with the games each week and the models and UFC too. How about that? All the way down the line. So as we start college football in the NFL, do you have any loyalties? What does it change the way you watch the games?
Yeah, I'd say it does, actually. I mean, I'm not a betting person myself, just because I feel like I put myself out there every week by giving predictions for all the games, and that's enough excitement for me, because I don't want to be wrong, right? I've got a lot of people depending on me to be right most of the time, and so it does help me to have sort of a personal bias or angle or perspective on each one of these games, because I just simply want to be right.
Well, Steve, it's been a lot of fun today. You want to tell folks where they can go to check out the website?
Absolutely. So it's versussportssimulator.com. We actually have mobile apps as well that you can download from the App Store and Google Play. But website is the best place to start.
Hey, Steve Pugh, Versus Sports Simulators. Appreciate him taking a few minutes with us today. We're back on a Football Friday right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.